The next argued case is number 22-1037, Intel Corporation against Pact XBP, Schweitz AG. Mr. Appleby.
Could I ask a question before the clock starts running?
Yes, okay.
Okay, I don't know if the other side has it. I'm just curious. Are there a lot of other IPRs involving these parties and related patents still going on? We've got three. We know there's a fourth. Are there just a lot more cases in the pipeline?
I do not believe so. There were a total at one time of 12.
Okay.
But I believe all but, somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but all but four, including these three, have been resolved.
Okay. That's good news.
There is a rehearing pending on a fourth that's not an issue here today, that's pending at the PTAB. And then there is a fifth patent that's under ex parte re-exam. But I believe the other proceedings have been resolved. That's my understanding, anyway.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's start the clock. And when you're ready, Mr. Appleby.
Thank you, Your Honor. Good morning. Robert Appleby on behalf of Appellant Intel. May it please the Court. In our briefing, Intel raised two errors that occurred below and that led to the Board to find that Claim 5, the only challenged claim, was not unpatentable over the combination of Kawamoto and Baumann. In finding that the combination did not render Claim 5 unpatentable, the Board went astray in two ways. First, the Board found that Intel had not shown that one aspect of the interconnect system, claim limitation of Claim 5, was met by crediting an argument that PACT now admits it never made below, which led the Board to ignore the evidence that Intel introduced on the issue. Second, in assessing Intel's argument and evidence that the combination of Kawamoto and Baumann represented known techniques to improve similar devices in the same way, the Board, in our view, did not follow the flexible and expansive analysis that's outlined in KSR, but instead improperly cabined the inquiry to whether either reference expressly taught that the combination would be an improvement over the prior art.
Can I ask you, this permeates the other cases, and if I start talking about the wrong patents in the wrong case, please stop me right away. But the question I have is, hypothetically, if we agree with your APA stuff, what do we do with a case like this? Is a remand necessary, or are we free or required or not allowed to then look at the merits argument ourselves? Or do we have to give the Board another chance to say, you looked at the wrong argument, you were mistaken in terms of what PAC was arguing, you came up with some new stuff, do it over? Or, given the state of the record at this stage, do we just review it and say, yeah, as a matter of law, as a matter of substantial evidence, they didn't have enough on this record and review it on this record?
So in our view, with respect to the interconnect subsystem limitation, in our view that the evidence was uncontested below, that limitation was met, and so we believe that that this court could find that limitation met and send and remand back to the Board for consideration of the obviousness issues. With respect to the obviousness issues and motivation to combine, the Board, in our view, never did the appropriate analysis under KSR, the flexible and expansive analysis that would be required.
But so you're not saying that on this record there's sufficient basis to conclude that the Board erred in its arguments regarding motivation to combine? I mean, point out all these errors.
No, so maybe I misunderstood your question, Your Honor. So I do believe that the evidence on motivation combined only points in one direction, that the use of a known alternative of a shared segmented cache, a second-level cache, in place of a individual second-level caches, that under KSR, the evidence only points to one conclusion, that there is obviousness in this case, and I believe the court could reach that conclusion.
Okay, so when you say to send it back for some other obviousness things, are there other obviousness things like secondary considerations or stuff?
There are not in this case, Jim.
So I think what I'm still a little confused about your answer is if we find that the Board just erred as a matter of law, looking at their reasons for rejecting the combination, and their reasons, assuming I think that, you know, their reasoning of you wouldn't show how you would attach the, I guess, the Bowman Global SLC to the Kabamoto Snoop bus, and that it didn't show improvements. That we think both of those are just legally incorrect reasonings on the known technique. And given everything else in the record, do we still send it have to send it back to the board for them to determine whether there's still a motivation to combine, or is it that on the record, when you have two references in the same field and it's a known technique to improve a device, that there's enough to just reverse and find a motivation to combine here?
So in our view, given this record, this court could find that as a matter of law, that the substitution of a segmented second-level cache as a known alternative for individual second-level caches was obvious as a matter of law and could just reverse the board at that point.
Okay.
If that answers your question.
Right. I have a similar question on the interconnected issue, though, because I see there that the board is, even though there was no real construction, they seem to have implicitly required that there that somehow the interconnect system, which you, and tell me if I've got the board's theory of your theory of the case incorrect, because I have a feeling that the board may have done something that you don't agree with. But it seems like the board thinks that you pointed to the Snoop bus from Kabamoto. Snoop bus is a great term, by the way. Some of these patent stuff, these computer things I hate, but I love Snoop bus. That you pointed to that as the interconnect system. And that doesn't show where the segmented caches are interconnected, because that's in Bowman and not in the Kabamoto Snoop bus. And so it sounds to me like the board is saying the interconnect system itself has to connect the segmented cache parts, and that Kabamoto Snoop bus clearly doesn't, because the Snoop bus is that one line, and then the connections between the segments in Bowman are done on something that's not the Snoop bus. I'm sorry if that doesn't make any sense, but it seems to me that essentially the board's saying the Snoop bus itself has to make direct connections between the segmented global cache. I mean, it's clear to me at least that Bowman has connections between all of the segmented stuff, and when you connect it to the Snoop bus, it's all connected. But if the board's construction of interconnect requires direct interconnections by the interconnect system, and Kabamoto's the only interconnect system is the Snoop bus, then that doesn't necessarily show it. If we disagree with the way the board has construed what interconnect system means or interconnectedness means, and think it can be broader, do we have to send that back? Or is there any argument for the board to make new findings under kind of a more correct interpretation?
So, we outlined this in our brief. We do believe that the evidence below was uncontested, that through the combination, using the Snoop bus as an interconnect system, it would meet the three relationships that are required by the interconnect system of Claim 5. To be quite candid with you, I'm not exactly sure what the board envisioned was the difficulty here, because it simply states in the final written decision that it found the explanation inadequate. But its reasoning is based on the belief that the interconnect system was challenged by PAC below, and that we had not responded to that argument, which PAC now admits was not the case. The combination of Kabamoto and Bowman, the Snoop bus itself, is a shared bus that interconnects everything that's attached to it. And in Kabamoto itself, it interconnected processors to processors, processors to caches, secondary caches, and secondary caches to secondary caches. In our proposed combination below, we were just simply replacing those secondary caches with the cache segments of Bowman, and with everything being connected to the Snoop bus. And that's made clear in our expert's declaration at Appendix 935, Paragraph 135, where the expert outlines that each of those segments would be connected
I have the same concerns, and I'm not sure you're really directly answering Judge Hughes. Maybe you are. Maybe he thinks.
And I apologize if I missed
no, but I mean, there's confusion. There was, yeah, it's hard to get through a lot of pieces of this case. Mm-hmm. It's not just the technology, it's kind of the arguments. But I think maybe my analysis was like Judge Hughes. The only way I could figure out or try to make sense out of what the board said with regard to SnoopBus was to assume that it was requiring direct connection and was not allowing for indirect connection. So if that is the case, and do we here say that's wrong, if that's what we believe, that indirect connection was okay, and if we reach that portion of it, is there a reason to send it back to the board again, or do we just say, we agree with Intel, the SnoopBus was what was connecting it. We don't really think that direct connection was required, full stop, end of story.
So I would agree with that, Your Honor. If this court was to conclude that connection, direct or indirect, meets the interconnection system, the three relationships of the system, that's clearly shown in the two references, because Kabumoto has the three relationships, if we look at cache to cache, and Bauman expressly, and there was no dispute about this below, expressly shows cache segment to cache segment interconnection.
Well, here's where I think, and maybe I'm just misreading the board decision, mm-hmm. and there's not going to be a disagreement impact on the other side of this, but what I'm reading the board's decision is saying the SnoopBus connects, it has one line to the Bauman global SLC. It doesn't have multiple lines from the SnoopBus to each specific segmented cache. And that's what the board required for an interconnect system, that it connects, the system connects, you know, piece to piece between the caches by the SnoopBus, and not just the SnoopBus connects generally to the SLC, and then within the SLC itself, they're connected segment to segment. Does that make sense? I mean, that's my reading of the board's thing. When I say I thought they required a direct connection between the SnoopBus and each segmented cache, that's how I read their opinion. Clearly, the global SLC is connected segment to segment, and once you connect it to the SnoopBus, it's all interconnected. That's the way data flow or whatever this is works, I assume. But if the board's reading of that is what they meant by interconnect, I assume you think that's wrong, and if we think that's wrong, and that indirect connections, which is what this would be, is good enough, then I'm just trying to clarify again. Your answer is that if
you
indirect
would not
connection, there's no dispute that this combination does it, assuming we also find a motivation combined.
There would be no dispute that the combination.
There's no dispute that the SnoopBus is an interconnecting system. It's just what kind of direct or indirect?
There would be no dispute. If indirect and direct connections satisfied, there's no dispute that those three relationships are satisfied through the combination of Kabumoto and Bauman. I believe that's answering your question. So I believe if you find that indirect connections are okay, then you do not need to.
Right. If direct connections are required, then there may be a problem.
So if
you may have arguments on that, but let's just assume that that's direct connections. I don't think that's right, but if it was, there is a little bit more of a problem about the SnoopBus providing a direct connection to each segment.
So let me preface that by saying, if indirect connections are okay, then there's absolutely no dispute that everything's interconnected in the way it needs to be in the claim.
Was PAC making the argument, or was this something that the board on the SnoopBus stuff and the interconnected stuff? Was this an argument they adopted the patent owner's argument, or was this something they did on their
own? This was not an argument that was raised by PAC below. PAC never challenged that the combination as we proposed it would meet the interconnect system limitation. Where the board, in my view, was led astray is PAC below on the issue of motivation to combine posited two alternative combinations under the argument that we believe, this is PAC speaking, that if one of ordinary skill in the art combine these. They would not combine them in the way Intel had proposed, but would combine in the way that, in another way, and there was two other ways. For those two other ways, PACT contested that the interconnect system wouldn't be met. That was why those alternative ways failed. But PACT never made the argument on our proposed combination that it didn't meet the interconnect system limitation, and therefore also never made this collective versus individual connection argument that we've been discussing here.
Okay, let's hear from the other side. We'll save you a little time. Mr. Weisburst.
May it please the court, Sanford Weisburst for Appellee PACT. I'd like to begin with this direct versus indirect question, because I think respectfully we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves when we ask that question, because I think the question is whether the petition articulated an indirect theory. I think that's the first question that, this court should ask. And the board found that it did not. And at Appendix 797, one of the judges, Judge Barrett, said in response to Intel raising this so-called indirect theory, I don't remember seeing that in your petition, counsel. And in fact, if one looks at the petition at Appendix 216 to 217, a couple of important points. The only interconnect system that Intel pointed to was the Snoop bus from.
So is it your view that the board decided that issue and said direct is necessary and they didn't allege direct? Did the board deal with that?
What the board decided was that the only theory in the petition is one of connection to the Snoop bus,
yes,
and the internal data paths, and this can be seen on Appendix 216, and that there was never an articulation of a theory of indirectness. This sort of direct versus indirect is perhaps shorthand now that we're at oral argument in the Federal Circuit, but it was not something that was argued in the petition. What the petition argued is, let's take the Snoop bus and there has to be, under the claim, cache segment to cache segment. Kabamoto doesn't have cache segments. They're getting that entirely from Bauman. And yet the petition did not say that the Snoop bus somehow reaches up and connects one segment within the global SLC to a neighboring segment.
So can you point us to where the board discussed the Snoop bus and where they did they identify the deficiency in the petition?
Yes. The relevant parts of the final written decision are at Appendix 19 through 21.
Okay.
And specifically on 19, it starts with the first full paragraph that the word petitioner next argues. And it goes through 21, and I think there's been some discussion, well, PACT didn't make this argument. And in all candor, PACT did not make this precise argument. PACT addressed a different combination than Intel had proposed. However, at these pages, 19 through 21 of the appendix, the board does not refer to patent owners, PACT's arguments. It addresses the petition on its own merits. Under this court's decision in FanDuel, that was within the board's power to do. It can judge the petition within its four corners, regardless of what the patent owner argues. And, you know, even though the board was not required to give Intel even an opportunity to address this deficiency, the board did that at the hearing. And that is at pages 774 and 797, which I referred to earlier. The board said, look, I only see the Snoop bus. I don't see how that's connecting cache segments to cache segments. Please help me out, Intel. And Intel then came up with this theory. By the way, it didn't refer to his expert's declaration, which they talk about on appeal. They only said, well, all of the cache segments are somehow interconnected with the Snoop bus. That's what they said at the hearing at 797. And Judge Barrett said...
Well, is there any dispute that in Bowman, the segmented cache segments are interconnected to each other?
There is not, but the key question is, what is doing that interconnection? And in Appendix 216, as we also explained in our brief, it's internal data paths that are highlighted in gold on 216. That is what is accomplishing the interconnection. The Snoop bus in the proposed combination is entirely outside of that. It doesn't somehow snake its way up and do interconnections. It connects to the whole global second-level cache, certainly.
No, I'm looking to see where in the claim that distinction is drawn, and I don't see it.
The distinction of cache segment to cache segment?
The connect, the direct and indirect.
The claim language does not refer to direct versus indirect,
then
but it does.
Why are we arguing about it?
Because the claim language does say an interconnect system that connects, among other things, a cache segment to a neighboring cache segment. That's the language of the claim, pages 108 to 109. The question
is... Is the dispute here simply that they didn't say the interconnect system is the Snoop bus attaching to Bowman, which itself has interconnected data segments?
We might have a different case if their petition, again, it has to be in the petition. The petition said, we're not going to point just to
the... Let's just assume that I read the argument, that's what the argument is. What's wrong with that argument? Because if the board read that argument that way and still rejected it, it would have to be because there was no direct connections, because there's certainly indirect connections.
The... Again, I don't believe I want to answer your honest question.
I understand you don't believe that that's the argument that they're petitioning. Let's assume that the interconnect system is that discloses all these elements is a combination of Kawamoto and Bowman, and Kawamoto has basically everything except the global SLC, and that Bowman has segmented data caches that are connected to each other. And by attaching that to Kawamoto through the Snoop bus, it has everything.
Right.
If that's their theory, what's wrong with that?
So what's wrong with that theory is that we don't have a motivation to combine. And if I could turn
to
that
issue. But that's a different issue.
Sure.
I'm talking about whether they're substantial, assuming that, because I really do, I don't see any other reason the board could have to reject this combination and have an interconnect system unless it's requiring that there be a direct connection between the Snoop bus and each of the segments. And so if indirect can be good enough, then there's no substantial evidence for the notion that the combination doesn't disclose everything.
I would concede that with the caveat that we don't believe the petition alleged indirect theory.
But I understand you have arguments about why you wouldn't combine that.
If I could turn to the motivation to combine. Now, the board, after finding this deficiency that we've been discussing, went on to say, even if Judge Hughes's formulation is correct of the petition, here's why there's no motivation to combine. I'd like to address that point. So Kawamoto, you've got these several processor elements in sequence, okay? And you've got a cache that's not a segmented cache. It's just a cache. So they need to go to Bowman to get this cache segments. And they rely mostly on appeal on this known technique idea, and they throw in an argument about KSR. But really, what the question I'd like the court to focus on is, what is the known technique? They talk about, well, segmenting a cache into cache segments instead of just an unsegmented cache. That's a known technique. Everyone does it. It's in Bowman. It's well known in the art. The problem is that doesn't get you to the combination. We'll grant Intel that segmentation is a known technique, but what are they doing here? They are taking these three or four processor elements from Kawamoto. They're taking the cache outside of the processor element. Okay, it's 14.1 in the diagram. They take it outside the element, then they segment it, and then on top of all that, they connect it to the Snoop bus. So all of those things are part of the combination that they are proposing. And I don't think there's a dispute that that's what they're proposing. It's at Appendix 217. The board quoted their petition. So it's not enough just to say, well, it's a known technique to segment a cache. Because this idea of...
Yeah, but can you look at what... I'm looking at what the board said about that argument on known technique. And what the board said, which I think is not correct under the law, which is that if this petitioner argues Kawamoto already addresses its problem through the use of a known technique similar to that of Bowman's, we fail to see why one of ordinary skill in the art would regard Bowman's technique as an obvious improvement to Kawamoto. Is that right? Is that legally sustainable?
That is right in response to the specific supposed known technique of segmentation. I think that was what the board was addressing, and that's at Appendix 28. So the board was saying, look, if the known technique is let's segment the cache, you could do that within Kawamoto's structure. It doesn't require you to combine this global second-level cache. You could just, and in fact, Intel suggests, well, Kawamoto has sublines, which sort of suggest that you could segment. Yes, you could segment, but you would do it within Kawamoto's structure. You wouldn't pull the cache outside the processor elements, and you wouldn't connect it to the Snoop bus. Now, in Bowman...
Why? I mean, I guess I'm trying to understand under KSR and under our law, the board admits that the two address the same problem. Why isn't that all that's needed? Why does the fact that Kawamoto, obviously we're combining two different references, so they don't, it's not an this is an anticipation case. So because Kawamoto addresses the same problem differently, why is that evidence that there's no motivation to combine?
Sure. Right? So Bowman is not Bauman does involve segmentation, but it's focused on, and the board found this, focused on a different question, which is separating the cache segments into instruction and operand. Instruction is sort of the formula, and the operand is the data that you apply that to. That is the focus of Bauman. But even more important than that, if you look at Bauman, how is the global...
Are you saying that Bauman also doesn't show that a global SLC is a known technique for maintaining cache coherence?
Yes, certainly not in connection with a snoop bus, because there is no snoop bus.
No. That's not what they don't need to get to Bauman for the snoop bus. The snoop bus is in Kawamoto. The question, as I understand it, is the issue here is maintaining cache coherence in multiprocessor systems. Kawamoto does it one way. Bauman's global SLC is a different way of maintaining cache coherence. If that's what they're trying to get, why isn't Bauman's technique just another technique of maintaining cache coherence?
Respectfully, it is in part cache coherence, but it's not entirely cache coherence. There's another aspect of this,
if there's other aspects? As long as it teaches, here's a way to maintain cache coherence by having a global SLC versus separate caches.
So here's the issue, is that in order for the cache to have value in the system, the processors need to be able to get to it, not just for cache coherence, but actually to access the data and work on the data. So in Bauman, the connection, each processor has its own connection. Okay, there's no connection between processors. The processor directly connects to the second level cache. In Kawamoto, the processors are all connected to each other via the
snoop bus. Are you saying this shows it's inoperable, this combination would be inoperable?
No, we're not making that argument. But what I think the board was getting at Appendix 28 was the only known technique that's been identified is segment the cache. But there's a lot more to this combination than that. You're not only segmenting, but you're also pulling the cache outside the processor, and then you're connecting it to a snoop bus. And Bauman does not use a snoop bus. When you introduce a snoop bus to Bauman, you introduce a question of competition among the processors for access to the global second level cache.
But you're not saying it won't work. That's the problem. I mean, if it's inoperable, there's no motivation to combine. But if it can accomplish the goal, even if it maybe not as efficient, that doesn't mean there's no motivation to combine it, does it? Haven't we said that you don't have to show that it's the best way of doing that, that it's just a way of doing it?
It doesn't have to be the best way. They did articulate a theory that has...
Right, to show no motivation to combine on this argument, don't you have to show that it would be inoperable?
No, I don't believe that's our burden. I think in terms of a motivation to combine, we're not trying to show it's inoperable. What we're trying to show is, based on the evidence in the record, was there substantial evidence to find that the benefits of that combination were outweighed by the costs of that combination? And would a skilled artisan come to that? I believe that's our burden, and the board found, looking at all this, it said, look...
But you're saying that their burden is for motivation is to show that the benefits outweigh the costs? I mean, it doesn't have to be better, right, under KSI?
No, it has to be something that a skilled...
It doesn't have to be the best.
It has to be something that a skilled artisan would be motivated to do, and I'd refer the court to the Henny-Penny decision,
so you're saying that because it was costly, or it was difficult, or challenging... then that destroys the motivation to combine. We see motivation to combine different references and different fields of technology and stuff. These all seem very close and very related under the same umbrella, right? It doesn't seem a stretch to be picking and choosing between Bauman and Kawamoto, right?
Well, again, I think to the extent reasonable people could disagree, which we think is the case here, that a skilled artisan would be motivated, taking into account all of the circumstances, that the board had substantial evidence to make that finding. And respectfully, yes, it's a similar field, perhaps, but Bauman is using an entirely different approach, okay? It's got a global second-level cache.
I mean, here's the problem, is if you look at the board's decision for rejecting it, it rejects it on what seems to be improper grounds. On 27, it says, well, it doesn't actually improve the thing. And then on the bottom of 27, in 28, it goes on and describes exactly what I said was think petitioner's argument is, which is subbing in a global segmented SLC for Kawamoto's is just subbing in a different technique to maintain cache coherence. And then on 28, it says, well, Kawamoto already does that, so you wouldn't need to go to Bauman for that. But that's legally incorrect under KSR too. So the problem is, I understand your argument, but the arguments that the board has articulated here don't seem to me to be legally correct. It's not a question of substantial evidence. They seem to be incorrect under KSR as requiring them to show an improvement or them to, or that the reference they're teaching already does this, so why would you go to another one? We've rejected, particularly that latter one, we've rejected other times, I'm pretty sure.
So KSR does not require an improvement. I agree with that. However, if the petitioner itself attempts to allege an improvement, this court in the Arctic Cat decision that we cite in our brief says that it can hold the petitioner to that burden. But the point I'd like to end with here is just that it's not just about segmentation. It's about segmentation, removing the cache from the processor, and connecting it to a snoop bus. There's no snoop bus in Bauman. And because of the obstacles there, not that they're physically inoperable, but they are enough that a skilled artisan might hesitate and not think of that way of achieving the benefit of segmentation. Instead, as the board pointed it.
And where did the board say that?
The board on
you're giving a pretty good articulation of a basis. I'm not sure I agree with it, but I didn't read the board's opinion anywhere saying that.
So I read the board in 27 to 28 to say that.
That's what we just looked at.
Yes.
It didn't say that, though.
I think the board says segmentation is not all that's going on here, and the board says if you wanted segmentation, you would do it in Kawamoto. The board had other evidence, and respectfully, if the court thinks that, well, the board didn't explain those other aspects enough, I think the remedy would be a remand as opposed to a reversal. Although, again, we would encourage the board to find that the board had substantial evidence to find that the petition had a deficiency in its theory.
Before you sit down, I just have one more process sort of APA question. I understood you as not contesting one of their main arguments. This is just on the process APA stuff, which is that the board credited your argument. This is on the interconnected stuff. As being your argument, and they're adopting your argument, and it is that is incorrect. In other words, you didn't make the argument; the board sua sponte came up with this argument, and therefore, at a minimum, they didn't have an opportunity to respond. Is that correct?
We agree that the board came up with the argument and did so without referring to the patent owner's filings. That's at 19 to 21. We disagree. We disagree on two points: one, that the board had to provide an opportunity to respond, but in any event, the board did provide an opportunity to respond at the hearing, Appendix 774 and 797, and Intel.
But didn't the board give you credit for making the argument that you did not make and that the board came up with?
I disagree with that. I think at Appendix 19 through 21, the board sets this argument out without any reference to the patent owner's filings.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else to discuss? Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Weisbrot. Mr. Appleby.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Can you go straight to the motivation of combine? Because I'm still struggling a little bit about what we do with this case. If we agree that the board's findings of 27 and 28 are legally incorrect as a basis for finding no motivation to combine, then normally I would think that we would have to remand it for the board to make a determination under the correct legal standard. But once you get these two references in the same field using very similar techniques and everything, is there any substantial evidence that would still support a finding of no motivation to combine?
I'm not aware of any, Your Honor. If we look at these references, Kawamoto and Bauman, they're both references directed to improving coherence mechanisms for caching. They're very similar systems that use multiprocessors with private first-level caches and secondary or second-level caches. Motivation combined here is drawn directly from that tight interrelationship between these references, in that a person of ordinary skill in the art would recognize that a shared segmented second-level cache was a known alternative.
So can then, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I get your argument on that. It's helpful. Can you address what your friend said about, because I think he was reading the board's opinion at 27 and 28 he was rewriting it to me in a way that made more sense. But can you address that the problem here is not just subbing in a Bauman's global SLC for Kawamoto's separated caches, but rather that it requires not just the subbing in of those two things, but also using the Snoop bus, and because of the distance between the two, that a skilled artisan would not combine them in this particular arrangement.
Right. So, so we would disagree with that. A Snoop bus is simply a shared bus, and it's called a Snoop bus because it snoops on caches. It looks at transactions that move between caches and caches. So a Snoop bus, which mutually interconnects everything that's connected to it, would be the most natural place to place any caching mechanism. So a person of ordinary skill in the art looking at Bauman with its shared second level cache, and looking at Kawamoto that already interfaces its caches through a Snoop bus, would have been naturally motivated to place that second level cache on the Snoop bus. I think the issue that in Bauman there's a particular one-to-one connection with the processors is not material to that question, because one of skill in the art would understand that a shared bus makes those interconnections as well. So this is really just a classic case of a known alternative, a shared second-level cache, being a substitute for individual second-level caches. And this is a straight, under the flexible and expansive analysis of KSR.
You would agree that if they had shown subbing in Bauman's SLC made Kawamoto inoperative, that that would be a motivation not to combine. He said that they weren't making that argument.
They weren't making that argument, and certainly...
But if combining two references would make it inoperable, not that it doesn't work better, but that it's just inoperable, that's a finding against a motivation.
Well, KSR itself says that if we're just rearranging known elements to yield predictable results, that's obvious unless that's beyond the skill of one skill in the art. So I think if it was inoperable, you might... put that in that basket.
That say that, don't hmm? We? We've got cases that say that, that if it's inoperable, that could be a basis for rejecting motivation.
Right, and I think that that's what KSR implies. If you have, you're just rearranging known elements that are doing the same function that they're already performing to yield predictable results, it's obvious unless that was something that was beyond the skill of a person of ordinary skill in the art, which inoperableness would, I think, would fall into that basket. That is not the analysis that the board did. The analysis the board did clearly looked for a teaching of an improvement and looked for a requirement that the combination was actually improvement over known systems, which is contravenes many cases from this court's precedent, including Intel versus Qualcomm, which simply says that the combination just needs to be a suitable alternative. Unless the court has any other questions, I will.
Anything else for counsel? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks to both counsel. This case is taken under submission.